Following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That's going to be off the mark. No good. Defensive board pulled down by Howe. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim. A put in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Centura Centurions roll in to battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kolakowski. 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
This matchup has produced one of the best girls' rivalries in the conference, and Centura could spice it up by handing the Stars their first loss of the year. Our boys' contest features a rematch of last week's conference tournament, which Kearney Catholic won by 14. Centura will try to even the score tonight. It's the Centurions and Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. It is the home finale for the Kearney Catholic Stars this basketball season, and we are ready for the Centura Centurions to come into town and give the Stars a battle. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. A little late start tonight because our girls' junior varsity game went to double overtime, and in fact, Centura stole the ball and got fouled at the horn but could not hit the free throws to tie it to send us to a third overtime, and the Lady Stars won a 49-47 in a double overtime. So a little late here. It's senior night. They've taken care of that. And for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, with all the success they've had, they have not went undefeated in the regular season since their state championship year, and that was back in 2007. Last year, of course, Pierce and Seward beat them in the regular season on the way to the state final, where Pierce won again. So Kearney Catholic and Minden, the only two undefeated girls basketball teams in the state. Not only are they both in the same class, they're both in the same sub-district, and most likely will be facing each other next Thursday. Maybe the only team that would really have something to say about that are these Lady Centurions, who are in the same sub-district and will probably be playing Kearney Catholic unless something very weird happens in the wild card points or Minden gets upset this week. Would they be playing Kearney Catholic again in the 2-3 matchup at Kearney High next Tuesday night? Centura 16-6, and as we said in the open, these two teams have had some great battles over the years. The favorite has definitely not always won. These two teams have won a majority of the conference tournament and regular season Luplat Conference championships over the last 20 years, and Kearney Catholic will win another one with the victory here tonight. And so it should be a great basketball game. Centura, though, a little banged up. Maddie Roth, one of their top post players, is out. She injured her hand in the Donovan Trumbull consolation game Saturday afternoon. And so Brianna Dinas will fill her shoes, but they just won't be as deep. And you need all of your talent if you hope to compete tonight with Kearney Catholic. And, of course, the boys' game, a rematch of last week's opener in the conference tournament, which Kearney Catholic eventually pulled away from in the second half to win over Centura. We've also got high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5. Adams Central, St. Cecilia are battling tonight. Right now, though, we'll take a break and be back with more after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visitors, the Lady Centurions, number 14, is a 5'7" senior, Ashlyn Roth. Number 20 is a 5'9" senior, Brianna Dinas. Number 24, 5'10" junior, Casey Krolikowski. Number 42, 5'5" junior, Mariah Neville. And number 54, 5'10" junior, Annika Gleason. The head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mattenbrink, assisted by Scott Karenik and Courtney Aiken. Centura is 16-6. On the season. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11 is a 5'5" sophomore, Michelle Messbarger. Number 21 is a 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22 is a 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 43, a 5'10" freshman, is Anna Squires. The head coach of the Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 21-0 and ranks second in Class C1 behind the Minden Lady Whippets. And that is the look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank is the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more after this timeout.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed takes care of all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed wishing all of the athletes the very best in tonight's doubleheader. We will have the national anthem, and then we will tip off tonight's basketball game. Centura and Kearney Catholic getting ready to do battle after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And we're back here at Coop Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic High School. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie, all the folks here for their hospitality as the regular season is winding down. This is the final week of the Class C season. One more weekend for the boys in Classes A and B. The home white with green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. It'll be Maddie Squires jumping center against the black with maroon trim and numbers, and Casey Krolikowski jumping center for Centura. Centura will move from right to left. Kearney Catholic will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we are ready to get our girls' varsity game underway. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Shayla Connor, who tries to dump it underneath to Whitney Colling. Good catch. They wanted to attack right away. Out to Maddie Squires for the three, and it's in. So Kearney Catholic hits the first shot of the basketball game, and it comes from Maddie Squires, post player, outside. As we all know, you hope that Kearney Catholic is caught on a cold night if you're their opposition. They struggled early on in the championship game against Ravenna Saturday night, but then went on to cruise to the 40-point victory. Gleason over on the left wing gets it to Roth. Ashland inside to Krolikowski. 10-footer no good. The ball is tapped out by Annika Gleason. Grabbed by Neville. Second chance opportunity as they try to lob it inside. And Anna Squires will knock it away and force the turnover. And here come the Stars behind the back. Allie Prasoski works it to the left wing. Crosses over to the paint. Drives and kicks it into the corner. Calling for the three. It's off the heel. No good. Trying to run it down to the back corner. Shayla Connor will have it for the Stars. Second chance opportunity here for Kearney Catholic. Over to Maddie Squires. Squires right side of the key. Was going to go to Colling, but Colling cut. And Maddie Squires called for the travel. So the Stars will give the basketball right back over. Kearney Catholic puts the pressure on. Of course, that's also really Centura started all of that here in the conference. Years ago, it was their pressure with the Johansons and all the great players that played at Centura that really, their defense turned into offense when Centura, Sandy Creek, kind of the girls' teams that really started those traditions. Centura with a basketball, second possession of the game. Back cut, Krolikowski. She'll lay it up and in on the assist from Annika Gleason. Krolikowski, the leading scorer for the Centurions, will get them on the board. 3-2, Kearney Catholic. We're 90 seconds in to the first quarter. High pick and roll, but the bounce pass goes to nobody and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires set the pick, calling. Kind of threw it between her and Maddie Squires, and out of bounds it goes. Centura against the pressure, gets it into Krolikowski, dribbles into the corner, and then kicks it back out to Dinas, who gets it right back to Casey. They'll clear things out. Krolikowski will bring it across the timeline. She'll work off one defender, now two, throw it down to the left-hand corner. Neville, who's a good three-point shooter, decides to attack the rim, and she'll be fouled. Neville, very good three-point shooter. She is the gal that you have to make sure is covered at the outside. Krolikowski, you got to stay on her everywhere, and Neville will shoot two free throws. The foul called on Anna Squires, the first of the game. And the free throw for Neville is up and in. And we're tied here in the early going, 3-3. Second free throw coming up for Neville to try and give Centura the lead. It's on the way, and it is good. So Neville hits them both, and Centura will have the lead at 4-3. And quite frankly, very few teams this year can say they've ever had a lead on Kearney Catholic. So it's Centura not getting down big in the first 2 minutes. The Stars have had a chance to really go up 10-point leads 2 minutes in. But Centura now really putting pressure on here in a man-to-man. With it on the right side is Prasoski. Swings it to the weak side to Colling. Back up top to Squires. Anna dribbles to the left elbow. Down the lane. Has her shot blocked out of bounds by Gleason. Squires ends up on the floor. Kearney Catholic was looking for a foul. Did not get it. Gleason blocked it from behind. And the Stars will get it underneath their own hoop. To throw it in, Whitney Colling. Gets it in on the low block. Dribbling out to the elbow is Maddie Squires. And now a hand check foul on Annika Gleason. That might have been a little bit of a makeup. First foul on Annika Gleason. And Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. Colling to throw it in. Gleason got in a little foul trouble over the weekend. They hope that doesn't happen again. Lobs it into Squires. Can't get a shot in the paint. Well defended. They'll kick it out of the wing to Whitney Colling. Picked up there by Roth. Dribbles to the high post. Gives it off to Maddie Squires. She'll come down the lane. Gets tripped up, but a foul will be called. Looks like we'll get two free throws on the play. And it's on Gleason again. So back-to-back fouls on Annika Gleason, and with Maddie Roth out because of injury, If Gleason gets in foul trouble, that really whittles down the depth at the post. Maddie Squires to shoot two free throws. She has the only bucket of the game. It was an opening three, and she'll hit the free throw and tie us at four. Second free throw now for Squires. Maddie takes a couple of dribbles and puts it up and rattles in and out. No good. Gleason stays in with those two fouls and gets her second rebound. So two fouls, 2.5 minutes in. We'll see how they play her the rest of the quarter. Ashlyn Roth brings it into the front court, kicks it out to Krolikowski, man-to-man by Kearney Catholic. They played a little of that over the weekend. They get it into Gleason. She spins but put it up too strong, fights for the rebound. It's still loose. Her and Anna Squires going to go to the floor, and Gleason's going to be called for her third foul because she shoved her into the stands. They battle all the way from underneath the hoop and just about took out the bass drum and the kid that's smaller than the drum carrying it across the far side. And now Gleason has to check out, and Mackenzie Goretzky will come in. Three fouls on Gleason, and that is going to be a tough thing to overcome for Centura, who got off to a good start here, even though we're only 3 minutes in. Top of the key is Connor. Connor works on Krolikowski. Her pass is deflected away. Krolikowski got a hand on it. Everybody was headed the other way, but the official got that one right. Casey deflected that ball out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will take it out of the baseline. To throw it in will be Whitney Colling. Calling, looking, kicks it out of the left wing to Maddie Squires. Knocked away from behind, but goes to Connor. Neville is all over this play defensively. Stars have to clear it out. Prasoski backs up, takes the top of the key three. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. Powers it up and draws the foul. And already right there, you can see without Gleason in there, the Stars hitting the glass. Two free throws coming up for Squires. Centura has to do so many things right tonight. Not only shoot the ball well, but they cannot give Kearney Catholic two, three, four opportunities. The foul is called on Brianna Dinas, her first. And the first free throw by Maddie Squires is right through. Two of three at the line. She has all five of Kearney Catholic's points, 5-4 Stars. 4:49 to go first quarter. We started late, and we've already got four fouls on Centura. Second free throw up, and that's good. So it's Maddie Squires 6 and Centura 4. 4:48 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic with the two-point lead. Against the pressure, Krolikowski tries not dribble into the double team. Brings it across the timeline, and she's fouled from behind by Shayla Connor. Connor tried to sneak in there and poke it away. That'll be the first on Shayla, the second on the Stars. Centura will bring it out at midcourt. Back in the day when these teams both were 10-11 deep, it was a foul fest. They didn't care. They went for the steals and knew that it was going to even out because of the depth that they had. Dinas on the right wing, up top to Roth. Roth holds the ball off a couple of picks. There's Neville in the left-hand corner, gets the three away, and that one is off the heel, no good. Ball hits the floor, and we're going to get a travel on Kearney Catholic. It looked like Anna Squires was trying to dive on the ball, and they're just going to call the walk, so Centura will get the ball underneath their own hoop. 6-4, Kearney Catholic. And Krolikowski to throw it in from the baseline. They'll get Neville into the left-hand corner. Prasoski on her, lob it into Dinas. She's at the left elbow, wide open, so she shoots the 8-footer and hits it. Kearney Catholic went to switch back to who they were supposed to have and left Dinas wide open, and Brianna knocks it down to tie the game at 6. A little miscommunication there on the Stars' defense. Colling, pressured out front by Roth, gives it off to Maddie Squires. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Kicks it over on the right wing to Prasoski. Prasoski, left-hand dribble, brings it to the elbow. Kicks it on the wing to Connor against the man-to-man. Shayla, skip pass up top to Squires. Anna back over to Prasoski. Three-pointer on the way and good. And if the Stars don't hit from outside, they struggle early. And they struggled in both of the games in the first quarter up in Ord. The Donovan Trumbull in the semifinals, and then with Ravenna in the finals. It was 2-0 about 5.5 minutes in. And now as they try to dump it inside here to Goretzky, the ball is tipped, and out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Centura. Now Kearney Catholic goes to the bench. They can play. They suit 15, and they've got no problem platooning 5 and 5, although they have went to 5 and 4 here lately. Prasoski's going to stay in. Studi, Messbarger, Long, and Kylie Teal check in. Krolikowski on the inbounds, fires the top of the key three, a little short, and Caitlin Long will grab the rebound. Outlet pass Teal. Teal has room on the left baseline, attacks the hoop, short-armed it, no good. Michelle Messbarger grabs it in the land of the Giants and kicks it out. Brzoski tries to get it back down to Long, well defended by Goretzky. Up to Messbarger. Messbarger back up top. Studi rotate it right side. Into the corner. Here's Teal. Fires another three. That's no good. And the rebound grab by Goretzky. She's in because Gleason has three fouls. Outlet path to Roth. Number's not there. Hits the trailer, Krulikowski. She comes into the paint. Decided to make a pass in traffic, and it's picked off. She started to shoot. Saw her teammate Dinas was open, but just couldn't get the pass to her. Long on the block right side. Spins. Blocked by Dinas and taken away. Good defensive move there by the senior Dinas, getting the start tonight because Maddie Roth injured in the game Saturday. 9-6, Kearney Catholic. 2.5 to go first quarter. Krulikowski near a 5-second count. Finally gets rid of it. Dinas well out of the left wing. Now backside lob to Krulikowski. Over Long, off the glass, sits on the rim and in. And that's how Krulikowski has scored both of her buckets here in the first quarter. You knew they'd have a game plan, and Centura executing pretty well as Brzoski coast-to-coast forces the jumper and gets a foul called underneath the hoop. They tried to double her, and the foul is going to be called on Ashlyn Roth, her first. And Brzoski goes to the line for the first time. Stars still have not hit a two-point bucket. They've got two threes and three free throws from Maddie Squires. And Brzoski puts the free throw up and in. She's the team's leading scorer, but only at a little over 11 points a game for a team that averages 60 a game, 61 a game. So that tells you about the depth. And, of course, they've had a lot of running clocks, so sometimes that keeps, even though you get a 40-point lead, sometimes that keeps you from getting to 70 or 80. And the second free throw's no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. So it will remain with Centura. Dinas will get it into Krulikowski. Oh, her pass is picked off by Prasoski. It ends up in Teal's hands for the layup. Kylie Teal with the first two-point bucket on Centura's third turnover. Those are the killers. You cannot give those up, but a timeout going to be called here by Centura. 1:46 to go in the first quarter of play. It's a full-length timeout. The Centurions on the road, trailing Kearney Catholic 12-8. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Classic Hits 98.9 coverage of Blue Platte Conference Basketball, Centura at Kearney Catholic tonight. And we are a minute and 45 to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic leads Centura 12-8 out of the Centurion timeout. They break the press, and Dinas holds the ball. Gets it back to Krulikowski over on the left wing to Ashlyn Roth. Dribbles into the double team, back up to Casey. Down low, Dinas off the pick. Turnaround jumper, though, too strong. She was open, just couldn't finish. Rebound brought down by Studi. Outlet pass, Messbarger drives the baseline and is going to be fouled by Krulikowski. There's so many things you have to do perfect. Center did not get back that time and paid for it with the foul. Messbarger will go to the line to shoot two free throws. That's six fouls already here in the first quarter on Centura. Three of them on Annika Gleason, who's been on the bench for the last 3 minutes. And Messbarger's free throw is up and in. Checking in, Emily Wells, and checking out, Mackenzie Goretzky for the Centurions. Second free throw, Messbarger up and in, and Kearney Catholic has hit six free throws already in the quarter, and that is the lead, 14-8. Wells gets the inbounds pass, gives it back over to Krulikowski, tries to stay out of the double team, doing a good job of that, across the timeline to Neville. calling right up in her. No call. They'll give it back up. Krolikowski into the lane. Pulls up from 11. Bouncing around. No good. Long grabbed the rebound, but then fell. I think she might have stepped on Dinas's foot. They were really battling for that. And Kearney Catholic will have to notch a turnover. Just kind of an unfortunate play there. Long did a good job boxing out and then just got her foot twisted and fell to the floor. So Roth to throw it in underneath her own hoop. Goes out on the right wing to Neville. Guarded there by Kylie Teal. Up to Krolikowski. To Wells. Playing around the perimeter here as the Stars have been in a man-to-man and not afraid to go zone. That is their primary defense. But I think Coach Petrie knows that if they want to finish the deal, they're going to have to be good, solid man. It'll be interesting to see their strategy if and when they face Minden. Even if it's not in the sub-districts by some miracle, they should still fight each other at state as Roth gets open in the lane and is fouled as she banks it in from 8 feet away. She knew exactly what she was going to do. Good patience by the Centurions. And a chance to make it a three-point game. The foul is on Whitney Colling. And at the line, Ashlyn Roth. Puts the free throw up, and that's too strong. Rebound brought down by Long. Her third already here in the first quarter. 14-11, Kearney Catholic. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. So a good battle. Kylie Teal for the three in the corner. It's no good. Long rebound all the way out to the 28-foot mark. Metzbarger runs it down. Swings it over to Studi into the corner to Colling. They don't know about last shots. Colling drives, left-hand runner no good. Got her own rebound, bouncing off defenders. And then it's stolen away by Neville. And here comes Centura to the other end. 3-on-2, 8 seconds to go. Neville to the top of the circle. 4 seconds to go into the corner to Wells, to Roth. Neville from 28 feet, and it's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. The undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 14. The Centura Centurions, 10. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Centura will get the ball to start the second quarter, but it's picked off by Anna Squires. 2-on-1 the other way. Squires up ahead to Connor, who lays it up and in. Shayla becomes the fifth different star to score, and it's now 16-10. Kearney Catholic off the fourth Centura turnover of the basketball game, and nearly a fifth. Connor grabbed the ball but was standing on the sideline. Kearney Catholic had 4 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds, 9 for the Stars, 4 for the Centurions. Three-point shooting, 2 of 6, Kearney Catholic, 0 of 2, Centura. Free throws, 2 of 3, Centura, 6 of 8 for Kearney Catholic. Ashlyn Roth with it. Back up top they go to Wells. Wells kicks it into the corner to Neville. Guarded there by Prasoski. Neville kicks it back out of the wing to Krolikowski. Against the man-to-man, off the pick. Here's the three-pointer by Wells. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Shayla Connor. Connor looks down the floor but didn't take the chance with the long pass to Kylie Teal. Swings it over to Maddie Squires. Kind of a different-looking set out there right now. Teal stays in. Always likes to take that three-pointer, but covered. Kicks it over on the weak side to Prasoski. She'll take the long three. That's going to be short, no good. Rebound, though, to Anna Squires. And another chance. Here's Teal for three, and it's good. That's the killer. Kearney Catholic misses the first one, but it's such a long rebound that Centura didn't have a chance. At 19-10, five straight points here to start the quarter for Kearney Catholic. Gorlikowski working to bring the ball across the timeline. She's double-teamed. 5-second count on. Passed. Gets it to Dinas. Now they've got numbers over to Neville. Then Neville tries to lob it inside. The ball is deflected away. Centura knew what they wanted to do. They were just a little slow. The passes weren't right on the money so that they can get from A to B to C once they got it past the Kearney Catholic press. It will be the Centurions' ball, though, underneath their own hoop. Kralikowski to throw it in. They played a very solid first quarter. Again, Annika Gleason on the bench with three fouls, and then she comes in to start the quarter. She has it up top. Now they get it down to Kralikowski. Pass is deflected. She'll save it up top to Roth. So Gleason is in there with the three fouls. Try to lob it down low to Dinas, and it's deflected away by Squires. And even though Kearney Catholic does not stand at 6'1 anymore, they do have Anna at 5'10 and some 5'9s that they can put in there. Kralikowski dumps it in here to Ashlyn Roth. Centura looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Dinas up top to Neville, didn't pull the trigger. Inside they try to get it to Dinas, so we're going to have a reach-in foul. Kearney Catholic coming from the backside was Allie Prusoski. And for Prusoski, that'll be her first and the fourth team foul. It'll be interesting. Centura might just be told, hey, if you are open, shoot the ball. I mean, you don't have to be right at the three-point line. Neville's been about a foot or two behind it. Prusoski has no problem pulling the trigger. We'll see if they open her up a little more as a bounce pass comes underneath to Gleason off the inbounds, and she'll score. Annika with her first bucket as they kicked it to the wing, and that left Gleason open underneath for her first points of the evening. 19-12, Kearney Catholic. Prusoski is wide open for the three, and she'll make him pay. Allie Prusoski with 7 points now as they lost her on the screen, and it's 22-12. Kearney Catholic now up by 10, and Centura throws the basketball away against the press, and Coach Kathy Mettenbrink going to call the timeout. Coach Mettenbrink's not going to set on those timeouts. She knows if this game gets away, it gets away, so she's going to do all she can to keep it close going into halftime. 5:35 to go here in the first half of play. It is Kearney Catholic 22 and Centura 12. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night. Final doubleheader Tuesday of the season as Anna Squires has it at the high post. Spins and kicks it over to Prusoski. Allie for another three, and it's good. Prusoski starting to heat up, and that's three threes here in the quarter. 25-12 now, Kearney Catholic, and Coach Mettenbrink was fearful of that. If the Stars get hot, it's pretty hard to stay with them, and their range from three-point land can take you 3, 4, 5 feet behind the arc. With it is Ashlyn Roth up top to Kralikowski. Casey, 4 points, both off back picks. She's had layups on those two buckets. Now she's trapped in the corner with no dribble left. Tries to throw it up top. Neville runs it down just before it gets to midcourt. And they'll get to reset it. Kralikowski on the weak side left. Dribbles on Connor into the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Dinas can't get it, and out of bounds it goes. In for Kearney Catholic, Kayla Shundoff and Michelle Messbarger. Shundoff, one of the four seniors, along with Mackenzie Smith, Elena Bach, and Shayla Connor. And that's kind of the scary thing for opponents next year. Most of the minutes in varsity for this team will be back. Kearney Catholic ball up top with Anna Squires. Over to Shundoff, Messbarger, Colling, and Prusoski on the floor. Play a little triangle on the left side. Now they'll reverse it. Quickly back up top, trying to move that man-to-man defense here for Centura. Bounce pass in the paint. Nobody cut, and Kralikowski says thank you. The first turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. Up ahead to Roth. Cut off before she can get down to the baseline and then throws it away, trying to get it to Goretzky. And Centura gives it right back. Goretzky, Gleason, Kolakowski, Neville, and Roth. And now checking in, Madison Myers. And Roth will get a breather. Myers, the only freshman on the roster this season for Coach Kolakowski, or for Coach Mettenbrink. As we look at Kolakowski dropping back on D, and Long now comes in for Kearney Catholic. And Anna Squires will check out. 25-12, Kearney Catholic. It was 14-10 at the end of the quarter, so an 11-2 start has opened up the margin here in the first 4 minutes. Shundoff, top of the circle, not guarded tightly, so she'll dribble to the right elbow and get this play in motion. Out to Prasoski for another three, and it's in. You got to stay on her. And Prasoski is guarded, just not tightly on these three-pointers, and she's got 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game. Neville gets it down low. There's Goretzky, and it's going to be blocked from behind by Caitlin Long, who was a little late getting down there, but she's still able to knock it away. The Stars with the basketball. Here they come into the front court to Colling. Colling, left-hand elbow, and another hand-check foul called on Centura. And this one, it looks like, will go on Myers. And it'll be a 1-1 for Kearney Catholic. And checking in will be Ashlyn Roth. At the line will be Whitney Colling. Neville will check out. All of a sudden, it's taken 20 minutes to do anything in this basketball game. Sub one, sub another. Sub one, sub another. Get somebody in. And the free throw is short by Colling. And the rebound brought down by Gleason, her third. To Kolakowski, they'll clear things out. Working on Messbarger. And across the timeline for Casey. Over on the right wing to Roth. Roth loses her defender. Gets it into the corner to Kolakowski. Drives the baseline, finds a seam, backs up, and hits a 8-footer. Kolakowski with 6 points now, and it's 28-14. Kearney Catholic, 2:50 to go here in the first half. On the post, they'll get it down to the block to Long, and she walked. Thought she was going to take the shot, then changed her mind, and that'll be turnover number 6 for Kearney Catholic. Here comes Studi and Kylie Teal in for Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview our boys' game, talk about what else is going on in the world of basketball. Right now, Kolakowski brings the ball across the timeline. Works it over the left side to Roth against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. They've stayed in it. High post, Gleason. Down low, Kolakowski. Turnaround jumper, rattle out, no good. The ball tipped out of bounds by Goretzky. And it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Centura, I don't know if discipline's the word, but way more set plays, way more execution than we've seen earlier this year. And here at the other end, wide open, Morgan Studi for another three. Usually wide-open layups, not for Kearney Catholic, wide-open three-pointers. They have hit 5 in a row, and it's 31-14. Kolakowski tries to lob it into Gleason, and knocking it out of there is Caitlin Long. Steal made, up ahead to Teal. Why not pull up for another three? That one's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Kolakowski, and Casey will trot the ball up here. 31-14, Kolakowski tries to get it up to Myers, but throws it at the shoe tops, and the ninth turnover for the Centurions. Neville will come in. And checking out. Are we going to get a timeout first? Looks like half the team wanted to come out of the game. But Neville's in. Dinas, Wells, Roth, and Myers. Kearney Catholic with the ball up by 17 into the right-hand corner to Teal. Teal dribbles to the right wing, stops there, looks for the cutter. Studi, bounce pass. She's triple-teamed, knocked out of her hands. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll maintain possession with 1:37 to go here in the first half. 31-14, Kearney Catholic. They were only up 4 at the end of the first quarter. But Centura just 4 points here in the second, and the Stars have hit 5 three-pointers. Right elbow, Anna Squires. Down to the baseline, Studi. One dribble, skip pass over the top, gets it to Messbarger. On the block, left side, Long turns and has it tied up by Dinas. A jump ball will be called. Dinas blocking her second, and Centura will get the basketball with 1:26 to go here in the first half. And Centura just threw it right away. Right on the inbounds pass, Messbarger picks it up, gets it underneath. Teal ends up in the hands of Studi. Back inside Long, she's got position. She'll lay it up and score on the assist from Morgan Studi, long with her first bucket. And the Stars now pulling away here in the second quarter, 33-14. On the left wing, Wells looked at the three, but Long was in the face, and pass is stolen away. Centura's unraveling here. The pressure has got to him. Squires into the front court, kicks it over on the wing. Teal for three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, Long. Long puts it back up and scores. Caitlin Long with the offensive put back, 4 points, four rebounds, and it's 35-14. Up top, Myers. 40 seconds to go here in the half to Neville. Neville fouled on the 18-footer. Squires blocked the shot, but she put her hand on her hip to gain her balance, and that's what she's called for. Second foul on Squires, and two free throws coming up here for Mariah Neville. She has the only two free throws made for Centura. And the first free throw is up and good. 3 points now for Neville. And back in for the Stars, Maddie Squires and Allie Prasoski. Both teams play Arcadia Loup City to wrap up the regular season. Kearney Catholic Thursday, Centura Friday. Neville's free throw is good. 4-4 at the line for Mariah, but it is 35-16 Kearney Catholic. A 21-6 run here in the second quarter. Prasoski will bring it across the timeline. Over on the right wing to Studi. Into the corner, they'll go to Squires. Squires, left-hand dribble, stops outside the arc. Fires it out to Studi. 20 seconds to go, over to Teal. Kylie dribbles up to the double team. Pick and roll, Maddie Squires underneath the Long. Good catch. She reverses and scores. Caitlin Long knew where she was on the floor. Beautiful play. 5 seconds to go. Krolikowski just trying to get some kind of a look. Over to Roth. Roth from 30 feet at the horn. It's in and out. No good. That would have at least been some positive momentum into the locker room. But it spins out, and that brings us to halftime. The undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars clicking again in the second quarter, and they lead Centura, who is 16-6, remember, by a score of 37-16. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, first half stats, and a whole lot more after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it.
And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School, the home finale for the Kearney Catholic Stars. The boys and girls will be playing Arcadia Loup City on Thursday, and then the boys will be at Adams Central 1 week from Friday. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. I've lost my mind. That's exactly what's happened. I think our folks at Ravenna Sanitation would rather sponsor the halftime show, as they've done for 15 years. Ravenna Sanitation. It should be the end of the game. It's 7:15. We got started late. Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars lead Centura by a score of 37-16. Not a whole lot of games coming up on Thursday, but as we said, Kearney Catholic will play Arcadia Loup City. Also, Wood River will be at Minden on Thursday night. That'll be our doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits, getting underway just after 6 o'clock, and then more basketball coming your way Friday. Don't forget Saturday, it's the Heartland Hoops Classic. We will have all 8 games on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first game between Sutton and Overton is at 9 a.m., and that'll be on ESPN 1460. The first 5 games will be there, then the evening game starting at 5:45 with the Central Catholic Southern Valley game will be here on Classic Hits 98.9. Saturday afternoon, it is district wrestling And we will be at the D3 at Amherst with the final scheduled to begin around 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock coming up on Saturday afternoon. So that is what we are looking for and what we've got going on here over the next few days. Sub-districts begin next week. We'll talk more about that as the competition gets closer. The sub-district pairings will be coming out on Thursday, but Kearney Catholic, Minden, Centura, all in the same sub-district, will be 1, 2, and 3 with Minden right now in the spot of the number one position. Let's take a look, though, at the wrestling. The districts coming up. Class A is Saturday, and, of course, classes B, C, and D begin Friday and then continue Saturday. For Kearney High, they travel to Millard South in the A2. In the Class B3, most of the area teams will either be at Adams Central High School or the Western teams will be at the B4 at Cozad. For Kearney Catholic, they will be headed out west to Hershey as part of the C4 district tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the first half stats. Kearney Catholic leading Centura 37-16. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First off, for the Lady Centurions, Ashlyn Roth has 2 points. Brianna Dine has 2 points, one rebound, and two block shots. Casey Kurlikowski leads the way with 6 points and a rebound. Mariah Neville, 4 points. She is 4 of 4 at the free throw line. One rebound for Mackenzie Gorecki and Annika Gleason, 2 points, three rebounds, and one block shot. But she didn't play a whole lot in the first quarter because of the foul trouble. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 2 in the second. The story was Kearney Catholic didn't miss in the second quarter, and Centura had a lot of turnovers, so there weren't a lot of missed shots. Free throw shooting for the Centurions, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, and 8 in the second quarter of play. Centura had 10 points in the first quarter, just 6 of the second at the half. The Centurions, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 11 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, they've had 7 different players score. Michelle Messbarger, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Allie Prososki has a game-high 13 points. She's hit 4 3-pointers. Whitney Colling has a rebound. Morgan Studi has a 3-pointer and a rebound. Kylie Teal, 5 points. Maddie Squires had the first 6 points of the game. She's got 6 points and a rebound. Anna Squires has 1 rebound. And Caitlin Long has 6 points and 4 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Stars, 2 of 6 in the first quarter, 5 of 8 in the second quarter, and turnovers, 4 in the first, 3 in the second. Kearney Catholic had 14 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second quarter, and the Lady Stars have 37 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 7 of 14 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. And on senior night, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars trying to go to 22-0, lead Centura, who's 16-6 on the season, by a score of 37-16. The boys' game will follow, and we're looking at about an 8:15 tip time unless something changes dramatically in this basketball game, because our JV girls got us started late with a double overtime game. But in the boys' contest, you've got a Kearney Catholic ball club that is still 9-11 on the season with none of those 11 losses by more than 9 points. Just an incredible statistic. But for Centura, They've managed just 4 wins on the season, and they are hoping to taste victory yet again. This is a Centura team that, when they were fully healthy after the first 7 games of the year, have battled a lot of teams very well, including Ravenna twice. They had Kearney Catholic close 5 points last Monday night of the conference tournament before falling 61-47. But they have played some very good teams. They've scored points. They've played very well at times, but they have had a hard time putting 4 quarters together, and that's why they're 4-15 on the season. We'll see if Coach Dave Oman's squad can put it together here tonight. Halftime of the girls' game. It's Kearney Catholic 37, Centura 16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Milzag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy John, statistician Brad Ryan. Glad to have you along with us here as Kearney Catholic leads Centura 37-16. Oklahoma State not doing so well without Marcus Smart tonight. Texas 62-37, and there's still 16 minutes to go in that basketball game. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start here in the second half. Lady Stars will work it around the perimeter, and let's see what their strategy is. They'll get it inside to Anna Squires. Turn around, jump with the left hand, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It will stay with the Centurions. Sometimes the Stars over the years fall in love with that three-point ball, and when you got a nice lead against a good team, good chance to work on your inside game. We'll see if that's what Coach Petrie and his staff want to do here or if they continue to fire. As Gleason, she'll step back for a three, and that is no good. 0-4 from outside, rebound by Prasoski. Prasoski wants to run 2-on-2 down the middle of the lane, draws some contact, puts it up and in. That was actually pretty well defended by Roth, but Prasoski was able to get the roller for her 15th point of the game, her first two-point bucket. Krolikowski on the right wing to Roth. Down low, they get it to Dinas. Dinas turns and is fouled. Squires was trying to get there off the screen. Maddie will have her first personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Brianna Dinas. 2 points, a rebound, couple of blocks in the first half for the senior starting tonight in place of sophomore Maddie Roth, who was injured on Saturday. First free throw, no good. Second free throw coming up for Dinas, trying to get Centura going here in the second half. Rebound off the missed free throw, brought down by Anna Squires. She'll give it off to Colling. Colling brings it into the front court with a left hand, working on Neville. Little contact, lost her balance, kicks it back up top to Squires. Squires swings it over to Connor. Colling down to the left baseline. There's Maddie Squires thinking about driving. 360 with the dribble. Takes it at Gleason. Left-hander on the rim and in. Squires, who had the first 6 of the game, has her first point since then, and she's got 8. 41-16. Kearney Catholic up by 25. Into the front court, Krolikowski swings it over to Roth. Roth to the high post. Gleason underneath Dinas off the screen. The layup is good. And that is what the Centurions executed in the first half a few times. It's not that they're playing poorly, but the Stars just shot lights out again in the second quarter from the outside, forced a few turnovers. That did hurt Centura with 8 in that second quarter. It led to some easy baskets. Maddie Squires wants to go inside. Everything's covered. Goes to Connor. Back up top, Maddie. Dribbles to the right elbow. Weak side calling. Back to Maddie. On Dinas, backs her down and kicks it to the free throw line. Anna Squires open from 17. The shot is no good. Krolikowski will pull down the Centura rebound. Outlet pass Neville. 1-on-1. Got Squires in the air. Then Anna comes back down and blocks it anyway. Out of bounds. First block shot by Anna Squires. And a little chat here where the ball should go. Official pointed the wrong direction, so they discuss it and get it right. And Centura will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is Dinas. Neville was open, but they chance it to Krolikowski. Makes the good catch with Connor there. As she starts to take the shot, it's knocked away by Colling. They get it back to Krolikowski, and she's fouled on the eight-footer. Casey will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Anna Squires. That is her third. She's the only player in any foul trouble for the Stars. Gleason, the only player that has any trouble for Centura, and she has three. Here's Krolikowski's free throw up and in. 7 points now for Casey. And Caitlin Long will come in. Anna Squires, again, just a freshman. Her sister Maddie, the sophomore, and Anna has led the Stars a couple times here recently in scoring. Free throw is up, and it is in. So Krolikowski hits them both. 41-20, Kearney Catholic, 5:45 to go. We're in the third quarter. Boys game will follow as Connor brings it across the timeline. Drives, gets it to Long on a baseline. Long tried to force it inside to Colling. All kinds of Centurions. They'll bat the ball away. And Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Danabrog, Bolas, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter girls game. A 4-point game at the end of one turned into a 21-point game at halftime. And the Stars again on cruise control. Maddie Squires tries to throw it into Long. She's doubled. Centura bouncing it around a little bit. Ends up in Connor's hands, and she gets the backside layup. 4 points for Shayla Connor. Long was able to keep her balance long enough to get the ball to Connor because they had three defenders on her. As the ball's tapped out of bounds, and Centura will take it out in front of the opposing fans. Krolikowski between the circles gets it to Ashlyn Roth. Stars have stayed in the man-to-man defense here in the second half. Gleason over to Neville. Neville finally gets a three-pointer away, but it's too strong. She has not had many looks tonight. And running down the loose ball is Maddie Squires. Squires will dribble it across the timeline. Make a move on Dinas. Kick it into the corner to Colling. Right back to Maddie. On the block right side, his backs are in, and Dinas just reaches in and fouls her. And for Brianna, that'll be her second. And Maddie Squires will go to the line and shoot two. Squires is 3 of 4 at the line, has 8 points in the basketball game this evening. And the first free throw by the sophomore is on the way, and it is good. Checking in now for Kearney Catholic will be Whitney Colling. Just checking with the bench, actually. And now Goretzky will check in for Centura, and Dinas will come out. Second free throw now coming up for Maddie Squires. And Squires will put it up and in. So Maddie hits them both. 4 in the quarter, 10 of the game in double digits here for the sophomore Squires, and it's 45-20, Kearney Catholic. Krolikowski into the front court, force her to the left-hand dribble, gives it off to Neville on the wing. Right at the top of the circle, Gleason lobs it inside Goretzky. One dribble in traffic, puts it up and scores. McKenzie with her first bucket of the basketball game. 45-22, Stars. They are getting some points in the paint. Just too much time in between the points in the paint. Squires, Maddie, pick and roll, and overthrew Caitlin Long. Could have made a heck of a catch, but not that time. Nice play. They'll do that again later on. Just a little too much on it. Stars turn it over for the first time here in the half. And multiple substitutions again. Centura with the ball. And it will be Goretzky into Krolikowski, Neville, Gleason, and Ashlyn Roth on the floor for Centura. Krolikowski brings it across the timeline over to Roth. Stars have Studi, Messbarger, Kylie Teal, Prasoski, and Long out there defensively. On the right wing, Krolikowski, they double her. Gives it off to Neville. Right back to Casey. Finds a little seam. Drives it in. Puts it up with the left hand. And a blocking foul will get her two free throws. Krolikowski saw a rare gap there in the defense and went for it. So two free throws coming up here for Casey. Foul was called on Kylie Teal. That'll be her first. And the free throw is on the way and good. Second one coming up here for the junior. Again, Casperson, Roth, Dinas, Taylor, Schultz, they are the seniors. Each team has four seniors on their roster. As Krolikowski hits the second free throw, she's 4 for 4 at the line and has 10 points. 45-24, Kearney Catholic, 3:45 to go, third quarter. With it is Studi up top to Teal. Teal working on Goretzky, drives his time. Left-hand layup, too strong, rebound long, and she's fouled. Caitlin Long will get her first trip to the line. 6 points, 5 rebounds, and a blocked shot for the freshman. 6-foot freshman Caitlin Long. As the foul is called on Krolikowski, that's her second. And the free throw is on the way, and it is going to bounce off the iron that time. No good. Long averages about 4 points per ball game. 57% free throw shooter. And the second free throw, good. So that's about right. Make one out of two. And Long does. 7 points now for Caitlin. 46-24, Kearney Catholic. Moving along here in the third quarter with 3.5 to go. Kronikowski gets the high pick from Goretzky. Pick and roll, little pass into Gleason. Gleason has her shot blocked and taken away by Long. And up the floor, here comes Prasoski. Kicks it into the corner. Teal starts to drive. Poked away. Ball on the floor. Saved there by Goretzky. Great job. They've got an open player at the other end, but they're trapped in the corner and cannot get the ball up the floor. But the steal made. And Kearney Catholic turns it over, and Centura decides they want to take a timeout anyway. 3:05 to go here in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's Kearney Catholic 46, Centura 24.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Centura timeout, they're going to go to their bread and butter play. Back pick Krolikowski. Casey gets in on the right side, lays it up and in. 6 of the quarter and 12 of the game. 46-26 Centura. They were down by more than 25. They're trying to scrape it a little closer, but Kylie Teal will bury the long-range three from the top of the key. The 8th three-pointer and the first one attempted in this half. Stars are 8 of 15 beyond 19-9. And Teal with 8 points. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Gleason with the top of the circle. Bounce pass, try to get it into Krolikowski, reaching in. Messbarger knocked it away. That's the first Centura turnover of the half. Up ahead, Long is there for the layup. And Caitlin will score. She's got 9. So 5 quick ones for the Stars. And it's back to a 25-point lead. 51-26, 2 minutes to go here in quarter number 3. Neville takes it on the right side of the key. Back out top. Goretzky, they sag on her. Her pass deflected into the crowd. And Centura will take it out of the wing. Dinas to check in. Don't forget the boys' game will follow, but with the late start because of the double overtime junior varsity game, our boys' game won't get started till probably at least 8:15. So time to get in and catch some hoops here tonight. Centura, ball up top. Adams Central girls giving St. Cecilia a little bit of battle tonight. It was a 13-point game in the fourth quarter against St. Cecilia. As the shot's up, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Kearney Catholic. The boys' game will follow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. St. Cecilia, Adams Central. That should be another good one. Minute 30 to go here, third quarter. Kearney Catholic had a big second quarter. They've just kind of been riding that here. Up top with it is Studi. Dribbles to the left, stops at the top of the key, reverses it over to Messbarger, to Teal. First thing she always does is squares up in case she's open. Down to Long. Long wheels, deals, hits the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Krolikowski, her third. Casey surveys the floor and just decides to dribble it all the way up. Give it off to Roth on the right wing. Ashland to the free throw line. Dinas inside Goretzky. Short jumper deflected. Got her own rebound. Put back no good. And Long will grab the rebound for Kearney Catholic. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Teal into the front court. Over to Messbarger. Three-pointer on the way. It's too strong. Rebound grabbed by Roth. Ashland looks up the floor to Krolikowski. Again, Centura had a breakaway transition opportunity but did not see it. Roth. Free throw line, Goretzky. I think Centura's wearing down a little bit here. Their five or six have been going against the nine or ten for Kearney Catholic. Dinas on the block left side, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound to Studi. 18 seconds to go as they bring it into the front court to Teal. Kylie brings it out, but they're not going to have to waste much time. 12 seconds, 10 seconds. Over to Studi. Open three. She'll fire. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Roth. Roth gives it off to Krolikowski from half court. She'll fire. It hits the front of the rim. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 51, Centura 26. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we'll get the fourth quarter underway. Centura ball to start the final 8 minutes. With it is Ashland. Roth up top to the high post. Gleason. Annika uses her dribble. Swings it over to Wells, who's going to start the fourth quarter. Emily off a couple of picks. Guarded by Connor. Gets it inside. There's Dinas. Turnaround jumper from seven up and in. Brianna with 6 points in the ball game. 51-28 Stars. Up the floor with it. It is Colling. Looks like the original five starters are in there. Get it into Anna Squires. She'll drive and get fouled as she attacks the hoop. And Anna, who has not scored tonight, will go to the line and shoot two. Third team foul on Centura of the half and the third personal foul on Casey Krolikowski. Squires with the free throw. It's up and it is in. Kearney Catholic now 10 of 14 at the line. They're 8 of 17 from three-point land. For Centura, they're 0 of 5 from three-point land and 8 of 9 at the line. Free throw no good by Squires, but Shayla Connor runs down the long rebound. And Kearney Catholic gets another chance. They'll post up Maddie. She's doubled, knocked away. Gleason, good job to force the steal. The 10th Kearney Catholic turnover. Up the floor, they go to Wells. Wells stops on the wing. Then her pass inside deflected by Maddie Squires. It's loose on the floor. Connor will pick it up 2-on-1 to Maddie. She's fouled. Her shot off the rim. No good. Brianna Dinas with her third personal foul. And two free throws coming up for Maddie Squires. She's 5 of 6 at the line. She's got 10 points, 15 for Allie Prasoski, 8 for Kylie Teal, 9 for Caitlin Long. Casey Krolikowski has 12 for Centura. And the free throw no good by Maddie Squires. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats and then on to the boys contest. Second free throw, Maddie Squires dancing around and in. Squires gets 1 of 2. She's got 11 points. 53-28. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Final score, St. Cecilia Girls 60 and Adams Central 44. Boys game coming up shortly. On the breeze, 94.5. Krolikowski's doubled on the post, kicks it to Roth. Roth starts to drive. We're going to get a hand check foul on Whitney Colling. That'll be her second and the team's fourth. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Good crowd on hand tonight for this final home game of the season. Even a good crowd on hand from Centura this evening. Inbounds pass comes to Roth. Tries to get it into Gleason. It's behind her, but she at least keeps it alive and got it back out to Ashland. Roth guarded by Colling. On the wing, they get it to Dinas. They're really picking up the defensive intensity here for Kearney Catholic. Sure, Coach Petrie said, get in there. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Do what you can. Play hard. Because you're going to expect to see all 15 players, I would expect, by the end of this game for Kearney Catholic. Especially get the seniors in. In the right-hand corner with a Dinas. Back out to Roth. Roth, one dribble. Her bounce pass to the high post, Gleason. Kralikowski got open for three in the corner, but it's too strong. And the rebound is run down to the corner by Wells. Emily gets her first board. Trying to lob it down to Gleason from Dinas. It's over her head. And out of bounds. Back over to Kearney Catholic. Look to go to 22-0 on the season. And then they'll go up to Arcadia Loup City on Thursday. And for the Kearney Catholic fans, that's in Arcadia. So a little 17 more miles to travel up north. Of course, if you took the road to Ord twice last week, you'll know it well. Connor, top of the circle, looks back cut. Well covered there by Wells. Wells covering Colling. Ooh, Colling got popped. She's not feeling too good. But that don't matter. She'll shoot a three. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Brianna Dinas. And up the floor comes Centura. They try to lob it into Gleason. They overshoot her. And Kearney Catholic, two teammates fighting for it. They fall out of bounds. And now the massive substitutions. Neville comes in for Centura for Kearney Catholic. It's Messbarger, Long, Studi, and Teal. Prasoski will stay in. 53-28, Kearney Catholic, 5.5 to go. And Centura dumps it into the corner to Neville. Neville up top to Wells. Lob it down to the baseline. Roth finally open and gets a shot and scores. Somebody lost Ashlyn Roth. Two people thought they had the same player, and Roth never was covered. Her first bucket of the game. In the second half, had one early on a three-point play, but didn't get the free throw. 53-30. With it is Studi into the corner. Teal, 4-3. It's no good. Stars have missed four in a row. Messbarger gets the rebound. And they'll kick it back out, working around the perimeter. Teal to the free throw line. Falls. Ball's loose. Prasoski runs it down at midcourt. Centura will fall to 16-7 as the ball is knocked out of Prasoski's hands. Coming up with a loose basketball will be Wells. Doesn't have numbers. Kicks it into the corner to Neville. Mariah surveying the paint. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Wells. Emily, two dribbles. Doesn't go anywhere. Prasoski pokes at it. Gets it over to Roth. Baseline. There's a spot for Kralikowski. Dribbles around Long. Lays it up and in. 14 points now for Casey Kralikowski. And a timeout. Kearney Catholic. 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-32. Stars lead it. We'll be right back.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here on KKPR and PlatteRiverPreps.com. That timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, and life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We're down to 4:10 to go. Kearney Catholic gets the ball into Long, and as she's sandwiched, a foul will be called. Kralikowski and Gleason, one of them is going to get their fourth foul, and it's going to be Kralikowski. At the line, Caitlin Long. She's one of two. I think Coach Petrie just called the timeout to say, hey, let's keep playing hard in there. I've got other girls that can come in and wants to play too. Long missed the first of two. She'll get a second one coming. Trying to become the third star into double figures here this evening. And the free throw by Long is on the way, and it is good. Long hits one of two, 10 points, six rebounds, couple of blocks for the freshman. Kearney Catholic only 3 points in the quarter, all from the line. 4 minutes to go in the game, 54-32. Ashlyn Roth gives it off to Wells. Centura gets it in to Gleason. One dribble on Long, missed it, got it back, and scored. Really just kind of slid out of Gleason's hands, and she grabbed it for her second bucket of the ball game. 54-34. 3:42 to go as Messbarger dribbles by her defender, and Michelle will lay it up and in. First field goal of the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic, and they're up 22. Kronikowski brings it across the timeline, works it into the corner. With the basketball is Ashlyn Roth, uses her dribble up to Neville. Neville between the circles to Kronikowski. Casey to the free throw line, now reverses, tries to put the shot up, and is going to be fouled. Two free throws here for Kronikowski. And the foul is going to be on Ale Prusaski. That'll be her second. And the first free throw coming up here for Kronikowski, trying to add to her team high 14 points. And she will with her 15. Here comes Kayla Shundoff in for Kearney Catholic. And for Centura, Madison Myers. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic is at Arcadia to play Arcadia Loop City Thursday. Wood River is at Minden. And more radio games to be announced for Friday. Second free throw now. Kronikowski is up, and it is in. Casey is 6 of 6 at the line and has 16 points. Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Here's Teal for the three in the corner. It's on the way, too strong, and then it can't be grabbed. Centura lost it. The Stars had made 8 of their first 15 three-pointers. Now they've missed 5 in a row. They're 8 of 20. Kearney Catholic will throw it in from their own baseline. Out to Studi, right back to Messbarger, right back to Studi on the right side of the key. Looks to post up long, but she's covered. No entry pass. Out top to Teal. Teal, pick and roll. Back to the free throw line. Shundoff's open. She'll take the shot, and nothing but net for Kayla Shundoff. 58-36, Shundoff with the bucket. Kronikowski brings it up. Two more seniors getting ready to check in here. Across the timeline, Kronikowski, she is trapped. Will they call a timeout? Yeah, they will. Timeout by Centura, 2:35 remaining in the basketball game. It is Kearney Catholic 58, Centura 36. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, Stars putting in their seniors when we come back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And checking into the ball game, Elena Bach and Mackenzie Smith here for the Stars. 2:35 remaining in the game. So they are out there, but not all four seniors are in at once here. Sometimes the coaches will do that, sometimes not. Shayla Connor and Kayla Shundoff, the other seniors. Shundoff is still on the floor, along with Long and Kylie Teal. So here comes Centura with a basketball. Down 58-36. The second quarter was their undoing. They were outscored 23-6 in that quarter. Ball knocked away by Smith. Picked back up by Centura's Madison Myers. Trying to lob it inside to Gleason. The ball knocked away. Nice save there by Teal. And here comes Kearney Catholic. So you know what everybody wants to see here is that's the seniors get some points. Let's see if that happens. Smith over to Bach. Elena guarded by Neville. Over to Teal, down low, they get it to Long. Long turn, shot no good. Got her own rebound, back up and in. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic. Coach Petrie, again, wants to do some subbing here, get some players in and out of the game. 1:55 to go. It is 60-36. We'll be right back.
Bowling to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Minute 55 to go. Centura basketball. Morgan Teal, Jordan Streit coming into the game. So is Sarah Oldfather for Kearney Catholic. Centura still with a mixture of starters in there. Gleason down to the low block as she turns to make a move. Oldfather on her, and it looks like a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And it's going to go on Jordan Streit. She was fronting her. Oldfather playing defense from behind. Both teams with six fouls. And at the line, Gleason for the first time tonight. And the free throw is good. Annika just never got things going tonight. She had early foul trouble, three fouls in the first 4 minutes of the game, and didn't play the rest of the first quarter. Did get to play a lot in the second, but just had to dial it back a little bit, especially with Maddie Roth out with injury. And Gleason hits the second free throw. Hit them both. She's got six. 60-38. Second half has been basically a wash here. Centura has played fine, but again, that second quarter. Mackenzie Smith on the right wing, dribbles, makes a nice move, and then when she gets doubled on, the ball is deflected away. We're going to get a jump ball. Kearney Catholic will have the arrow or not. Did we have one that we didn't mark? Looks like they will give it to Centura. So the Stars do turn it over, and into the ball game for Centura. Michaela Hansen will check in. Taylor Schultz is into the basketball game, along with Morgan Casperson and Carly Nitsch. Staying in there is Madison Myers. She's got the ball. 60-38 on the right wing with it is Casperson. Back up top, they'll go to Hansen. Hansen back into the corner, just playing some catch here against the Stars defense. Everybody wants to see some shots so that both teams get a chance to get more players into the scorebook, but Kearney Catholic's defense not giving Centura a look. Here's Casperson into the corner to Myers. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Getting in there defensively again, Mackenzie Smith. So they'll have to track the basketball down, and we're down to 48 seconds to go here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, and Bolas. 48 seconds, Centura, 60-38, trailing Kearney Catholic. With it up top for the Centurions is Hansen. Centura might play the final minute and a half here and not get a shot away. Ball fake, kick it to Myers. Back up top, rotate it over, not even looking to take a shot right now. Carly Nitsch. Back over to the right wing, baseline to Schultz. Doug Duda would have fouled just so he could have got the ball back for his team when you come in late. But it doesn't look like that's going to be the case, and the final few seconds are running down here, under 10. And the ball knocked away by Smith, trying to get the steal. It's still loose, and it finally will be turned over. The basketball will belong to Kearney Catholic with 1 second to go. Elena Bach will throw it in here, and the Stars seniors playing their final second here at Cope Gymnasium. And that is your basketball game. Kearney Catholic is 22-0. The Stars, 60. And Centura, 38. The Centurions will fall to 16-7. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we are back here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Cope Gymnasium, where the Kearney Catholic Stars have finished up the home portion of their season with a 60-38 win over Centura. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's keeping you geared up for the games for years and continue to do so, traveling all of Central Nebraska to make sure the athletes and schools are well equipped. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. First off, our final numbers for Centura. Six different players got the scorebook. Ashlyn Roth had 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brianna Dinas, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Casey Kulikowski led the way tonight with 16 points. She was 6 of 6 at the line, had 3 rebounds. Mariah Neville, 4 of 4 at the line, had 4 points. Emily Wells had a rebound. Mackenzie Gorecki had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and Annika Gleason, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. 6 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 8 of 8 in the second half. 3-pointers, 0 of 3 in each half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, and a total of 5 in the second half. Centura had 16 points at halftime. They scored 22 in the second half, which was only 1 point behind what Kearney Catholic put up. But that second quarter was a killer. They were outscored 23-6. And Centura finishes with 38 points, 15 rebounds, 12 out of 13 from the free throw line, 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 16 turnovers. Centura now 16-7 on the season, and they will play at home against Arcadia Loup City on Friday night. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers when we come back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers I had for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they had a total of 9 players score. Michelle Messbarger, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Prusoski was hot early on. She hit a bunch of threes, 4 of them in the first half. She finishes with a team-high 15 points, 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 1 rebound. Morgan Studi, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal had 8 points. Maddie Squires, 11 points in the basketball game tonight, and that is because she hit 6 of 8 free throws. She had 2 rebounds. Anna Squire, 1 point, 2 rebounds, and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points. And Caitlin Long, 12 points, 7 rebounds, which led the team, and 2 blocks. 12 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Stars, 7 of 14 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 37 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half, and the Stars right at their season average with 60 points, 21 rebounds, 12 out of 19 at the free throw line, 8 of 20 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 12 turnovers. The Stars remain undefeated at 22-0 with a 60-38 win over Centura. Kearney Catholic will travel to Arcadia to play Arcadia Loup City 5:45 tip time on Thursday, and then it's on to the sub-districts where they will most likely face Centura 1 week from tonight at Kearney High. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, see them before the games begin, and you'll have your game on when you take the court, the field, or the diamond. Misco Sports, downtown Ord. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudas saying you can catch Adams Central St. Cecilia boys basketball on the Breeze 94.5. St. Cecilia girls beat Adams Central 60-44. We'll be back in about 15 minutes to get you ready for the boys game, Centura Kearney Catholic. Keep it here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.